Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yahweh is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom. I am Moray Naftali, bringing to you again nothing but the truth from the house of Israel at 1907 Vine Street. It's my honor, it's my privilege, and my pleasure to do so tonight, because my pleasure is truly to serve the mighty Yah and bring forth his truth and to bring forth his message. And so may Yahweh be with me and may Yahweh be with you, that the message may be brought and that the message may be received. And I know that all my people that has taken the time out to listen to nothing but the truth tonight, it's only because of your fear and your love towards the mighty Yah. So hallelujah for your presence, your support, and your participation. Hallelujah. And this Yahweh, who is this Yahweh? He is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is. Who is this Yahweh? And Yahweh tell you who he is in the book of Exodus 34. And I'm going to read this real quick for you. And you never want to forget this. Exodus 34, verse 6. Yahweh, and I'm going to start at verse 5. Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood with him there, speaking of Moses, and he proclaimed the name of Yahweh. And Yahweh passed by before him and proclaimed, Yahweh, Yahweh Elohim, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sins, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and fourth generation. And this is our Yah. He's a great Elohim, and there is no Elohim like unto him. Through the Most High Yahweh, all the earth has a chance to be blessed. All the nations have a chance to be blessed. And you can read this in the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter. As a servant of Yah and as one of his witnesses, I am a witness that there is no other Elohim like our Yahweh. This great Elohim who's abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands. There is none like him. In the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter, you'll read in the first verse says, Now Yah has said unto Abram, Get thee out your country, from your kindred, from your father's house, to a land that I will show thee. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will also curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. All families have opportunity to be blessed. And you go to one more scripture. Genesis 26. And I will read. Verse 3 says, Sojourn in this land, I will be with thee, says Yah. I will bless thee, for unto thee, unto thy seed, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham your father, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto your seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. So the Most High has a way that all families, all nations can be blessed. Because he's a great Elohim. He's a merciful Elohim. And that's who this Yahweh is that I am serving today, to bring you his truth. And I just want to show you one other scripture. Because we serve a great and mighty, powerful Elohim. If you go to the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the third verse. Excuse me. Let me not shortchange our great Yahweh. Let's start at verse 1 and get there real quick. Thus says Yahweh, Keep ye judgment and do justice, do righteousness, for my salvation is near to come. My righteousness is to be revealed. And you just don't realize how close the salvation is. What is your salvation? It's his deliverance. It's his saving. And his deliverance and saving is not just for Israel. It's for all people. But all people that has cleaved and chosen to be with Yahweh. But this salvation is near to come. You better look for it. The righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that does this, the son of man that lays hold on it, that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it, and keep his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of strangers that have joined himself to Yah speak, saying, Yahweh have utterly separated me from his people. This is not the ways of Yah. The Most High is not a racist. The Most High is not a man of hatred. He's abundant in goodness and truth and keeping mercy, which means love and kindness. He says, listen, neither let the son of strangers that even have joined himself to Yah. Yahweh don't even want you to speak saying Yah done separated me from his people. Yeah, y'all got a chosen people, but you don't have to get yourself hung up on that. Neither let the eunuch that say, behold, I'm a dry tree. Because a eunuch, according to the laws, is not allowed into the sanctuary of the Most High. He has an uncleanness. But Yahweh said he even got salvation for him. Even unto them. Verse 4 says, for thus says Yahweh to the eunuchs that keeps my Sabbaths, choose the things that please me. The Most High is already shining the light of his salvation. He's telling you all you got to do is choose it. First thing, you better choose that Sabbath day. People, you didn't realize how close salvation was already at your doors, at your ears, coming to you by the airways. Yahweh's righteousness and his salvation go hand in hand. And you have no salvation coming from Yah if you do not join yourself to keep the covenant of the Sabbath. And here it is, you have brothers and sisters that's so backwards that they will try to take the Sabbath day from you. The Most High said, listen, for thus says Yah to the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in my house within my walls a place and a name better than even sons and daughters, even than my own Israelite sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of strangers, themselves to Yah, to serve him, to love the name of Yah, to be his servant, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant. So Yahweh has an opportunity and a blessing for all people. So praise the mighty Yah. No matter what color you are, no matter what nation you are, Yahweh has salvation and righteousness. Listen to what he says further in the 7th verse. Even then will I bring to my mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offering, their sacrifice shall be accepted upon mine altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. For all people. And what God, what Elohim do you serve? Is the one we serve that has salvation for all people that join themselves unto him in truth and righteousness. Hallelujah. So praise be to the mighty Yah. And like I said, it's a blessing to come before the people and the audience today to bring forth Yahweh's truth. And I know you see a headline that says drums, or instruments of strings, or string instruments. And you will find out why this is there. And the reason why is because these drums and strings symbolize something. Instruments of strings, I mean. We have a great radio program that one of our elders used to host. It was called Truth or Tradition. And this blog talk radio program we do now, we consider it to be an extension of that program, because this was our teacher. He was our elder, and he was a prophet of Yah. And now we have a program right before you that's called Nothing But the Truth. And this is what we call ourselves bringing to you. And see, a lot of truth is tradition. But there's a lot of traditions that's not the truth. And I want to show you that when you look at our people Israel, and a lot of our people that's listening in now, you probably just woke up to who you are. You just found out that you're an Israelite. And that's one of the most beautiful experiences, to just wake up. And a lot of our people wake up, and then they come into the family of Israel, and lo and behold, they come into a cloud of darkness. And astonishment takes hold of them. And why? Because they see confusion. They see debate and strife. They see pure wickedness. And our people, you would think that we're good. We all woke up. We all Israel, and we all should just be comfortable, and everybody kind of look comfortable. But people that's kind of just waking up now, they not comfortable, because they go over here, they teaching one thing, they go over here, they teaching another thing, and their heart is just sincere to just want to serve Yah and do the right thing. But they stuck in a hard spot because they don't know which way to go. That's not a comfortable thing. But the congregations that's been woke up, the people that's already been woke up, and they in their congregation, and they singing and praising, they comfortable. Well, how can you be comfortable when the nation of Israel is in so much confusion? Look what it Most High said in the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of Yah is risen upon thee. For behold, though, pay attention, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But Yahweh shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. But the people think that gross darkness is not upon them. The Most High said, not just darkness, but gross darkness. And how are we escaped from this darkness, O Israel, when we all are on different pages? Who's to say that this person on this page is in the light? This person on this page is in the light. The Most High only got one law. He only have one book. He has one nation, one truth, and he has one way. But we're going 1,000 different ways, but it's only one. So 9 times out of 10, the page that you want, this is what you got to know. 9 times out of 10, you are on the wrong page. You are on the page that's called darkness. 9 times out of 10. Because why 9 times out of 10? Yahweh only got one. But when you look around, it's a whole lot going on. So 9 times out of 10, somebody's in gross darkness. Go to the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter. And I know this might not be an easy pill to swallow, but what you got to remember is what I told you in the beginning of this presentation. We got an Elohim that's abundant in goodness and truth. And all you have to do is seek him. All you have to do is seek him. Get on your knees and pray to the Most High with a sincere heart. And he will show you what page you need to be on, what way you need to go. But what you're going to find out, a lot of people not doing that. Because they're going in the imagination of their own heart. Daniel, the 9th chapter, he's going to show you how he sought the Most High. Starting at the 3rd verse. I set my face unto Yahweh Elohim to seek by prayer and supplications, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto Yahweh my Elohim, and my confession, made my confession and said, O Yah, great and dreadful Elohim, keeping covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly. We have rebelled even by departing from your precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto the servants, the prophets, which spake in your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. Now watch what he says. O Yah, righteousness belongs unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces. Then you knew it then. We have to know it now. We can't single ourselves out from our people. We all one nation. And we as a nation are a confused people. We're confused. And you got to ask yourself, why are we so confused? Because Yahweh has the answers. You just got to ask the question. He said, confuse the face as it is this day to the men of Yehuda, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, throughout all the countries. I don't care where you at, what country you're in. We are a confused people. It says, whither thou hast been driven because of your trespass. This is why. We got to learn and find out what is this trespass so great that Yahweh is just going to keep us so confused. What is this trespass? That they have trespassed against thee. Oh, Yah, let me repeat myself, because this is the greatest problem that's going on with our people. Oh, Yah, to us belong confusion of face. To our kings, to our princes, to our fathers. And why? Because we have sinned against thee. But to you, Yah, belongs mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Confusion of face. And the outside looking in, don't none of Israel look good right now. Israel is in gross darkness. And but why is our people so comfortable? Why is our people so content? Well, the reason why is because everybody think that they are the ones that's not in darkness. But the Most High is going to shine a light to you. Go with me to the book of Psalms, the 40th chapter. And you know, Psalms 40 is going to show you what I'm saying, but you know what? It's a scripture that's a little more potent, and that's in the book of Isaiah, the first chapter. Everybody think they on the right page with Yah, but we in gross darkness. Everybody think they on the right page with Yah, but we all teaching different things. The evening to one Israelite is the end of the day. The evening to another Israelite is the beginning of a day. This is what you call complete backwardsness. This is what you call complete confusion. Do you know what the Most High called confusion in the scriptures? He called it wickedness and abomination. That's why I said a man that lives with a man, as if he sleeps with a woman, he done wrought confusion in the nation of Israel. He done did an act. That's an abomination. The Most High don't want confusion in his midst. And here it is. We sitting here accountable. We shouldn't be accountable. We should be doing something about this confusion. And I'm going to show you what we should be doing. But first, let me show you Isaiah, the first chapter. Second verse, Isaiah 1 and 2 says, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh has spoken. I done nourished and brought up children, but you know what? They done rebelled against me. The ox knows his owner, the ass his master's crib, but Israel don't know, and my people don't even consider. They ain't even asking questions. They not even taking it to the thought and to the mind. It says, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors and have forsaken Yah." And the Most High is going to show you, I know you know who you are. I know you call upon my name. I know you stay yourself upon me, but you still have forsaken me. He's going to show you how you have. But let me show you what he says. "Children that are corruptors have forsaken Yah. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward." This is the state of our people. This is the state of us. As a nation, we done gone away backward from the Most High. Up is down and down is up. Evening is the beginning. Evening is the ending. Dark is light and light is dark. Right is wrong and wrong is right. All you got to do is listen to Israel. Some say the day begins when the sun is going down. When the sun is going down, this is when you see darkness come in. But then some of them say, this is when the day is ended. Is this not confusion? Some say the month is 29 and 30. Some say all the months is 30. Then you might have some say it's 31. Is this not confusion? Yahweh has one law. But see, the thing of it is the reason why we're so confused is because we have gone backward. We got to identify this, people. I know you're tuning in and listening to the congregations, but you got to know, 9 times out of 10, the people you listening to is gone backwards, people. I'm trying to tell you something. 9 times out of 10, the people you listening to is gone backwards, because this is the state of Israel. We have gone backwards, all of us. So don't put your trust in man. You have to seek Yah. Watch this. Let me show you this. Keep reading. Yah said, "Why should you even be stricken anymore? You're going to keep revolting more and more. The whole head is sick. The whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it." I mean, no, there's no wisdom. "But wounds and bruises and petrifying sores, they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate, but you sitting back comfortable. Your cities are burned with fire, but you sitting back partying. Strangers devoured in your presence. It's desolate and overthrown by strangers, but you taking trips over there and drinking wine. The daughters of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city." And watch this. This is the part, this is the hard medicine we got to realize about us as a nation of people. What Yahweh said right here in this 9th verse. "Except Yah of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah." This is Yah. This is his words. This is what he see about the nation of Israel, the whole nation. He said, if I didn't leave a small remnant, this people would be as Sodom and Gomorrah. And you might say, man, how are we that bad? When Sodom and Gomorrah was a people that seemed like they just, their main abomination was this gay stuff that's out here. With gay and being gay and a man that sleep with a man is surely an abomination. But that's just not the abomination of all abominations. The Most High said that when a man not only sleep with a man, but when a man murder a man, he's going to be put to death. When a man break the Sabbath day, he's going to be put to death. When a man commit adultery, he's going to be put to death. When a man go and rape a woman, he's going to be put to death. The Most High said, a man that setteth light and smiteth his father and his mother, not only he's going to be put to death, but his light is going to be put out in obscure darkness. Most High said, a man that lay with peace, he's going to be put to death. So, the Most High is not just talk. All these abominations I just mentioned are in the same boat with being gay. You a murderer. You just like a gay man. Get over there. You's a rapist. Get over there with the gay man. You a Sabbath day breaker. And I'm talking to those that you just a presumptuous Sabbath breaker. You just going to take Yahweh's covenant and throw it in the trash. Get over there with the gay man. You just going to take this woman's virginity by force. Get over there with the gay man. This is what the Most High talking about. Sodom and Gomorrah was an abominable people. And this is what Israel is to the Most High right now. If he just didn't leave a small remnant. It's a small remnant. So no, every congregation you go to, and these is my brothers and sisters I'm talking about. This is my people I'm talking about. And when I see my people, ain't going to be nothing but love. But best to be it known that I'm going to stand in the ways of truth. And I'm going to speak the truth because that's what Yahweh desires. Most High said, we are people led with iniquity. Let me show you this. Go to Isaiah 28. I love my people. And I'm no better than my people. Yahweh said it's only for his name's sake that a remnant is left. It's only for his mercies and his righteousness' sake. But everybody think they the remnant. Everybody think they right. But the people have to be shown and get into the words of Yah so we can see who is really right, who's telling the truth. And you're going to be able to see it clear as day. Look what the Most High says. Whom shall he teach? This is in Isaiah 28. I'm going to start at verse 9. Whom shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Him that's weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept. Line must be upon line. Here a little, and there a little. This is the Most High. He said precept must be upon precept. Line must be upon line. So when somebody's coming teaching you the words of Yah, they can't just go to Genesis, the 14th chapter, and say here is the moon, and this is why we go outside and look for months. Well, if that's the only scripture you have, this is not how Yahweh teaches doctrine. This is not how he teaches servants to teach doctrine. He said precept must be upon precept. Line must be upon another line. You must go here a little and there a little. You have to get more than one witness. So I just wanted to point that out because you have to take note of that. When somebody's telling you the truth, you have to look at how that truth is coming to you. It says, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to him to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they will not hear. And it's unfortunate they won't hear, because Yahweh said, my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness is to be revealed. Yahweh's salvation is his saving, his deliverance. And people, there is no saving, there is no deliverance without Yahweh's truth. Like the saying, go out there, the truth shall set you free. Well, that's the truth. The truth is going to set you free. And read further. It says, but the word of Yah was unto them precept upon precept. This is why people don't get into this word like that. And they run away from this word. And they start trusting into other things. Now the Most High about to shine a light to you why the people are backward. The word was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Scornful men that rule this people, which is in Jerusalem. And this is what has happened. All these precepts, all these lines, all this here little and there little, it gets a little too much for those that's not pure and true with Yah. And therefore, they begin to trust in other things. Go to the book of Isaiah 59. And listen, I want this message, praise the mighty Yah, to be inspiring to the people. I don't want this to be a doomsday message. I want the people to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Because like I told the people, through Yah, we all have a chance to be blessed. Yahweh is a merciful Elohim, abundant in goodness and truth. I know I told you to go to Isaiah 59, but if you will, go with me to Psalms, the 70th chapter. I want to show you this, because I meant to show you this in the beginning when I was talking about Yahweh's blessing. In Psalms, the 70th chapter, because tonight we're dealing with, as we've been dealing with all week, the salvation of Elohim. His salvation is near to come, his righteousness to be revealed. And Yahweh's salvation, whether you know it or not or believe it or not, is going to come through his truth. And his righteousness is going to come through his truth. And if you got that truth alone, it's going to be your shield and your buckler. But watch this. Psalm 70. Make haste, O Elohim, to deliver me. He's asking for salvation. Make haste to help me. He's asking for salvation. Oh, Yah. And watch this. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Yahweh said, I'm going to bless them that bless you. But he said he's going to curse them that curse you. And this is what happens when you seek after the souls and the servants of the Most High. You will be ashamed and confounded. It says, let them be turned backward. This is going to happen. The heathen has been turned backward. And our people have been turned backward. Because a lot of times, you know what they're doing? Instead of blessing one another, they cursing one another. They being scorpions to one another. And therefore, they turn backward. And put to what? Confusion. This is what happens. This is how the curse of Yahweh looks. See, when the Most High said, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee, he wasn't just talking about other people. He was talking about us as well. All families of the earth, including ourselves, shall be blessed in Israel. So we have opportunity to be blessed by blessing one another. being honest with one another, dealing truly with one another. But when we start being dishonest, untruly, and vile to one another, this is when you become the shame and confusion starts to set in. He says, listen, that desire my hurt, let them be turned back for a reward of their shame. That says, aha, aha, let all those that seek thee, though, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Don't seek my soul. Don't seek no other soul. Only soul you're supposed to be seeking is yours. And he says, listen, but let such as love your salvation. And this is what we're talking about. Because Yahweh's salvation is near to come. And if you love salvation, you know what this means? You love his truth. And watch this next part. This is real important. He says, and let such as love thy salvation say continually, let Elohim be magnified. Praise the mighty Yah. Let me say this one more time. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love your salvation say continually, let Elohim be magnified. And see, when you love Yahweh's salvation, that means you love his truth. And when you're going to say, let Yahweh be magnified, it's only one reason you're going to say that. Now let's go to Isaiah 42. Let me show you the reason you're going to say that. Let me show you the reason that the righteous is going to say that. Isaiah 42, and pay attention. Who says that? Isaiah 42. It's a lot of things that's going to be pointed out that Yahweh said, listen, who's saying this and who's saying that? Well, you better ask the same question and then look for the answer. Isaiah 42, verse 16 says, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. And here it is, we comfortable as if we not in darkness. We comfortable as if we're not blind. We comfortable as if things are not crooked. And we just all sitting back in our corners. But watch this, it says, they shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed. That trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are deities. Hear ye deaf and look ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant? But the servants think they not blind. Or deaf as my messenger that I sent? But the messengers think they not deaf. Who is blind as he that is perfect? And blind as Yahweh's servant. There is no more body that's more blind than Yahweh's servant and his messengers, because we are the ones, the people of Yah is the ones that's not just in darkness. We in gross darkness. Gross. So nobody's in more darkness than us, so we the most blind. Seeing many things, but thou observest not. See, you got to start, when you see certain things, man, look what they doing. Look what they saying. You got to observe. Opening the ears, but hear not. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness sake. Now watch this. Pay attention. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. This is why those that love the salvation of Yah, which means they love the truth of Yah, because there is no saving, no deliverance without the truth. And those that say, let Yahweh be magnified, it's only because they understand in their heart what Yahweh is well pleased with. He's well pleased for his righteousness' sake, and he's going to magnify the laws and make these laws honorable. That's what he's going to do. And why is this Yahweh's mission to magnify the law and make it honorable? Let me show you. In the book of Psalms 119. In the book of Psalms 119. What do it say in verse 126? It said, it is time for Yahweh to work, for they have made void thy law. They done made it void. No wonder we in gross darkness. No wonder we confused as a people. Why have we made the laws void? And a lot of us say, well, we ain't made no laws void. But the Most High said that we have made it void. Because why is it so much confusion? Why is Israel so confused? Real quick, go to Isaiah 59. I'm going to start at verse 1. Behold, Yahweh's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your Elohim. Your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Your hands are defiled with blood. That's the murderers that's in the same boat as these gay people I was telling you about. Your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue have muttered perverseness. And watch this. None calleth for justice. None pleads for truth. Why did the Most High say none call for justice and none plead for truth? Because justice is the righteousness that Yahweh said would be revealed, and the truth is the salvation. Like I told you, there is no salvation without truth. So if we love the salvation of Yah, if we looking for the salvation of Yah, we should be pleading for the truth. We should be knocking on one another's doors, saying, man, we got to get down to this truth. Ain't no reason on this earth that I should be saying the evening starts today, and you say the evening ends today. Ain't no reason for this. This kind of confusion, we can't allow ourselves to be comfortable in this kind of state before the Most High Elohim. But as Yahweh said, ain't nobody calling for it, though. Nobody's calling for justice. Nobody's pleading for the truth. And you ask yourself, when you get calls, what is these calls about? Is it a welcome to a party? When you get invitation, invites, and people call you out, is it to a wedding? What are these call-outs to? What are the people calling? What are people that says they love Yahweh's salvation? The people that says let Yahweh be magnified? The people that knows that Yahweh is pleased for his righteousness sake and he's going to magnify the law and make it honorable? Them are the same people that's going to be calling for justice and they're going to be pleading for the truth. Because they know and understand that this is our salvation, righteousness, and truth. Watch this. Further, he says, they trust in vanity and speak lies. This is why they're not calling for righteousness. This is why they're not making calls and pleading for truth. At the end of the day, you know what, brother? I know you believe that and I believe this, but let's put that to the side. That's okay. It might be okay to you. It ain't okay to these people that's just waking up and trying to find out the truth. It's not okay to Yahweh that hates confusion. How you going to sit here and tell me that it's okay and we're going to cast this subject to the side? For what? So cast it for what? yeah, we need to go over here and talk about this business. Because we need to get our capital together. We need to get this together and that together. Man, that's all vanity. And you're speaking lies to me because you know what? That ain't what we need to do. Show me where Yahweh said that's what we need to do in these the times where Yahweh said our 400-year captivity is almost up. And this is what we need to be focusing on? And this is this what I need to go before the people and tell the people they need to go back home and do? To focus on business? They trying to wake up to the truth. Look what the Most High says. None call for justice, pleads for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave spider webs. He that eateth of their eggs dies. Because the leader of the people calls him to error. You end up biting one of these eggs. Next thing you know, you casting the truth. Man, the difference between the day and the night, that don't really matter. What does it matter? The difference between the day and the night. As if Yahweh's word don't mean nothing. That's why I'm trying to tell you, we done made the Most High's laws void. All you got to do is go to the people that claim they people of the law and try to talk to them about the law. And try to talk to them about the differences and why we have these differences. You will see how void these laws are. How short that conversation going to get. Or how heated it might get. It says, listen, the sixth verse, their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Seventh verse, their feet run an evil, they make haste to shed innocent blood, their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their path. And there is a way to seem right to a man. But in that way, all you're doing is wasting time, wasting energy, wasting money, and you're destroying lives, your family lives, your brother's lives, your sister's lives, even your own, because we didn't allow ourselves to trust in the way of our own heart. It says, the way of peace they know not. And there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us. Neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. And the people sit in their corners and they think they, well, I waited for light and I got light. How you got light? When the mass majority of the nation is confused. And if you're sitting in your corner and you got the light, but you ain't knocking on my door trying to wake me up and bring me out of the darkness, you must be the most selfish person on earth. The people that got the light, they need to be the main ones that's making the call for justice. They supposed to be the main ones pleading for the truth. In the highways and byways, you just hear them all the time. But everybody got the light. It says, listen. The ninth verse. And I keep starting at the 10th verse. Isaiah 59 verse 10. We grope for the wall. Like the blind, we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. And you know what our people in Israel tell you? I done heard the leaders of Israel tell you that since we don't have judgment, we need to go to this black Jew organization, an outside entity from us. I know we don't agree with them, but it might be good that we have an entity outside of ourselves that won't be biased that we can go to for judgment. Now, all you have to do is ask yourself and be honest with yourself, what kind of sense does that make? To go to a black Jewish organization that you have no agreement with so whatsoever, just because they are in people outside of yourself and they won't have biasness and judgment. Well, they ain't going to have righteousness and judgment either, because obviously they don't know the Most High Yah. They don't know his judgment. We may as well go to down to the 800 Broadway, downtown Cincinnati, downtown Chicago. Go to the government, since they're entity outside of us, and we go to them for judgment. We may as well go to anybody that's an outside entity for judgment. This is the kind of darkness that's in our midst. In the 12th verse, it says, no, the 11th verse, we are like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation. But it is far from us. And salvation is near, but when you blind, it may as well be far from you. If you ever seen that movie, The Book of Eli, and here it is, this white man searched and spent all kind of energy to get this book. And it was the Holy Scriptures. But by the time he got the book, it was in blind people language. I don't know the name of it. But it was, you had to read it with your fingers. And his wife was blind. And he got the book and said, "Babe, you got to read this for me." And she said, "Man, I can't believe you done destroyed all these people. You done wasted all this time. You done wasted all these resources to get this book. And it's right in front of you, but it might as well be as far as the heaven is above the earth from you. Because you can't do nothing with it. You can't even read it. And you know what? It's been a long time since I done read it, and I can't do it for you either." And this is, the Most High said, this salvation, even though it's near, it's far from us. It may as well be all the way in the deep ocean. You know why? Because I put it right in your face, and all you do is hold it for no regard at all. It has no regard. I'm going to show you how much this book has no regard to you when I show you these scriptures. And I'm going to show you why on the front screen of your internet now you will see drums, question mark, or string instruments. And when I show you this, for a lot of people, it's not going to mean a hill of beans. But let me show you this further before I go there. Isaiah 48, this is what you must know about Israel. Isaiah 48, verse 1. "Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel." And that's who I'm talking to today, to the Israelites. Woke up. You know you Israel. And this is who Yahweh talking to. "And are come forth out of the waters of Yehuda, which swear by the name of Yahweh." They're swearing by Yah's name all the time. Every Sabbath day, praise Yahweh. And yes, praise Yahweh. "And make mention of the Elohim of Israel, but not with the, you mean a tip, but not in truth, nor in righteousness." All we're talking about is truth and righteousness, justice and salvation. His righteousness is to be revealed, and his salvation is near to come. But the Most High said, we calling upon him every day, praising him every day. But it's not in truth, nor is it in righteousness. "For they call themselves of the holy city, and they stay themselves upon the Elohim of Israel." And yes, Yahweh of hosts is his name. That is his name. But why are we doing this? Why are we backwards? Why are we confused? Why are we calling upon Yah? We know who we are as a people, but it's not in truth. Well, the Most High tell us exactly why. Because we did exactly what he told us not to do in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. We did exactly what he told us not to do. The Most High says, Jeremiah 10 and 1, hear ye the word of Yah, which he speaks unto you. And a lot of people, they hear that, that don't mean a hill of beans. But this is the great Elohim, Yahweh, the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is. The only claimer of that statement. He's the only Elohim that claims to create the heavens and earth and all that therein is. You search all your gods of the earth, all your false, baloney, felonious gods of the earth. Not one of them claim that has created every single thing, even good and evil, even light and darkness. But when he come and speak, it don't mean a hill of beans. And you know it don't mean a hill of beans. Just look at us. He says, listen, when I speak to you, O house of Israel, thus says Yah, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. And guess what, people? The Most High told us in Leviticus 26 that he was going to scatter us amongst the heathens because of our sins and transgressions. He told us in Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, we was going to perish among the heathens because of our sins and transgressions. And when we were in the land, we cast Yahweh's word to the side. And when he spoke, it meant nothing. And now we out the land in captivity. And we still casting the word to the side. And his word still means nothing. And now we still trust in vanity. People telling you to prepare for Jacob's troubles. And they ain't telling you one thing Yahweh said on how to prepare for Jacob's troubles. They might say, well, you got to be righteous. Well, now we need to know. The Most High said, teach knowledge and doctrine. You got to give these people the whole role, the sense and the understanding. What is righteousness? How are they supposed to be righteous? You have to give them and tell them how to get themselves into the gates. Most High said, learn not the ways of the heathen. But guess what? We learned the ways of the heathen. Be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. But guess what? We dismayed. Which means what? We're confused. We don't know what the signs of the heaven mean. That's why we call it a month something different, the week something different, the stars mean something different. When the sun is going down, that means one thing. But when the sun is, it means seven things when the sun going down. Not just one thing. One sun at one season is meaning seven different things when you look at Israel. And let me show you further what the Most High said in a book of Psalms 51. We are people that have gone backward. We are people that's confused the face. And that's why the Most High has to work. Because we done made void his law. The Most High said his laws is the truth. That's what his law is. It's the truth. And this truth is his salvation. And this is his righteousness. But we have cast this off. And so now we have gone backward instead of forward into progression. being the greatest people we can be on the face of the earth. And this is because every time a heathen came our way, instead of us being a light unto him, we took unto his ways. And now we're in captivity. The Most High told us to be a peculiar people, a special people to himself, and we still want to be like the heathen. And the people, I done heard it. I don't know if you heard it yet. It don't matter that Israel is teaching the different days. It don't matter if a day starts in the morning or the evening. It don't matter about this about Yah's word. It don't matter about that about Yah's word. As one brother, what do you call the Most High? He said, well, you know, whatever you call him, that's fine with me. Because it really don't matter what we call the Most High right now. That don't matter. Because one day he's going to return to us a pure language. But the Most High told us in his word that we shall know his name. That we will call upon his name. And now we will say, because of the confusion, because of the darkness that we're in, now his name don't matter. But his name mattered to me. I know Yah's name mattered to him. And his true servants are going to labor to know his name. They're going to labor to know his word. Look what the Most High says in his book of wisdom. In the book of Psalms 51. I'm going to start reading that verse 5. Psalm 51 verse 5. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. And if you don't have truth in your inward part, if you don't be honest with yourself, and if you don't seek for the truth, if you don't plead for the truth, if you don't make the call for justice and for truth, the Most High will never make you to know wisdom. This is why we are in darkness, because wisdom is light. Most High said, this law is your wisdom, your knowledge, and understanding in the sight of the people. In other words, my word, my statutes and judgments is your wisdom in the sight of the nations and the people. But if you don't have the truth in your inward parts, and you will tell me and other brothers and sisters that the truth don't matter, we don't have to talk about it, we don't have to discuss it, let's just wait for y'all to come back and show us all who wrong and show us all who right. Well, why would we sit there and do that when 9 times out of 10, everybody wrong? Everybody. Most High said, if I didn't leave a small remnant, we would be Sodom and Gomorrah. You don't believe that? We need to be working and pleading for the truth right now. We got to save souls right now. And the only way we're going to save souls, the Most High has to see truth in your inward part. This is when the Most High is going to give you wisdom. This is when the Most High is going to start bringing you out the darkness into the light. But if truth is not your labor, truth is not your desire, and you want to trust in your businesses and your riches, the name of Yah is not your desire, then the Most High will give you unto your heart's desire. But look what the Most High said further in the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Every word of Elohim is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not to his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. So Yahweh said, listen, my words is pure. It's the purest thing that you can get your hands on. It's the most precious things you can get your hands on. And if you trust in Yah, you will trust in his word. You will put your hope in his word, which is his truth. And he's going to be a shield, even when nobody can't even see a shield. You know why? Because they got physical shields. And the people that's trusting in vanity got physical shields. But you're going to have a shield that can't even be seen, but it's the most untouchable shield that you can get your hands on. And then Yahweh said, I'm going to be your buckler. You don't even have a seat buckle on. You in the car don't even have a seat buckle on. But Yahweh, your buckler anyway, and I ain't telling you not to put your seatbelt on. But you might forget, and that car flip. Yahweh said, listen, I'm your shield and your buckler when you trust in me. And the trust in Yah is to trust in his word. This book he gave us is our life. And this is the greatest thing that we can get our hands on. Let me show you. These astounding brothers in the book of Psalms 119. In the book of Psalm 119, I'm going to start at verse 25. Look what he says. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. I'm down bad. Quicken thou me according to your words. Revive me according to your words is what he's saying. Don't revive me with this vanity. Like the brother said in the Proverbs I just left. The next verse he said, man, remove two things I ask my Yah. Remove far from me lies and vanity. But our people don't want to be quickened by the word of the Most High. They want to be just like the heathens. They want to have the same power, same clothes. They want to be just like the heathens. And if they want to, they might want to wear cultural clothes, but they still want to be like the heathens. Because they don't make Yahweh's word their everything. They trust in vanities. Watch this. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me your statutes. Further, that's just your word again. Make me to understand thy way of your precepts. Like you said, precept upon precept. His word again. So shall I talk of your wondrous works. You don't know about the wondrous works of Yah without his word. My soul melted for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to your word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy laws graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. That's what I choose, and today I'm telling you people, choose the way of truth. Because riches shall not profit you in the day of trouble. You better be very concerned about when does a day begin? When does a day end? You better make yourself very concerned about this because that's the word of Yah. It's not just the word. It's his ordinances. It's not just his ordinances. These are his statutes and judgments. And if you got the heart and spirit to tell people in front of the eyes and ears of Yah that don't mean nothing, and you just going to wait it out. But every day you're going to spend your strength on vanity. Every day you're going to talk about vanity. Every day you're going to read vanity. Every day you're going to look at vanity. Every day you're going to think vanity. You're going to walk vanity, touch vanity, work vanity. And you going to tell me Yahweh's word don't mean nothing? When a day begins don't mean nothing? A day, a month is 29 or 30. That don't mean nothing to me. What? It don't? Well, it don't mean nothing because you know why? We in gross darkness. We are people that Yahweh said, man, this people is like Sodom and Gomorrah before me. And if you will tell yourself that these things don't matter, it's an abomination. Get over there with the gay man. Get over there with the murderers. Get over there with the rapists. It's an abomination to cast Yahweh's words to the side. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto your testimonies. He said to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to these, it's because there's no light in them. Jacob's trouble coming. What should I do? As a pastor, as a servant, and a minister of Yah, that you stand before Yah's people, and they ask you what they should do in the time of Jacob's trouble, and you're going to give them a message from your own heart, or are you going to give them what thus says Yah in his word? And if you don't know what thus says Yah is in his word, well, keep your mouth closed and go seek Yah. Go knock on some doors. Go do what the people did in the past. They went and sought out a man of Yah. Because you know the truth. You know if Yahweh is with you or not. You know if you walking with Elohim or not. Don't keep lying to the people. Before I close out, let's finish this. I stuck to your testimonies, O Yah. Put me not to shame. The Most High will never put a man to shame when everything about this man, all he asking for is the word of Yah to quicken him. He's not going to be put to shame because the word of Yah is going to set the crooked thing straight. It's going to make you not be confused. See, when you're confused, that's what brings shame. When you're crooked, that brings shame. He said, don't let me not be ashamed. I will run the way of your commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. We can read all day on this. What it say? Psalms 138, verse 2. And then I'm going to show you why the drums and instruments are strings. Psalms 138, verse 2 says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Pay attention. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship towards your holy temple. I will praise thy name. How you going to praise Yah's name and you don't even know his name? And when I asked you about his name, you said that don't even matter. For thy love, you will never see a true servant of Yah tell you that the name of Yah don't matter. He says, for thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. This is how powerful Yahweh's word is. His name is great. You better not put nothing above Yah's name except his word, because there's nothing above Yah's word. He says, in the day when I cry, thou answers me and strengthens me and strengthen my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Yah, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yeah, they shall sing in the ways of Yah, for great is the glory of Yah. Though Yahweh be high and lofty, yet he have respect unto the lowly. And I skipped. No, I didn't skip it. And there it is. Yahweh has magnified his word above his name. Now look at this. And the Most High said, praise him, praise his name, right? But we so backwards of a people. Well, even when we get to singing and dancing before Yah, and we pull out the drums and the string instruments, we still backwards. We have to fully empty our cup out because we have been lied to. We done inherited lies. We confused. We learned the precepts of men. The fear of Yah is taught by the precept of men to the people. Therefore, they doing this and they doing that and they doing this and they doing that. And you won't find it nowhere in the book. Look what the Most High says And since I'm in Psalms, let's stay there for a second. This is why I say drums are string instruments. This is why Maria Alicia said truth or tradition. This is why we say nothing but the truth. And the book of Psalms 33, verse 2 says, and I start at verse 1, rejoice in Yahweh, O ye righteous, for praise is beautiful for the upright. Praise Yah with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery, an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song and play skillfully with a loud noise. And who is this speaking is King David. King David was a chief musician. And I wish I had dove into this a little more. But if you heard before, we brought out how David is called the chief musician. He is a man that represents the highest order of Yahweh's praise. There is no man in the scriptures that praised Yahweh like King David. This man danced and sang to Yah all the time. With all his might, it said he sang and danced to Yah. This man, with his own hands, made 1,000 instruments. Just made them all. And when you look at the instruments he made, for some reason, not one of them instruments was a drum. And this is why I asked the question. Drums are string instruments. Let me go further and show you something a little more even powerful than that. And you say, what this got to do with anything? Drums are string instruments. Well, it got a lot to do with a lot, because this is all about the words of Yah. And when you go into the word of Yah, and turn with me while I'm talking, turn with me to Habakkuk, the 3rd chapter. The Most High said, to the laws and to the testimonies, if they speak not according to these, it's because there's no light in them. We walk in an imagination of our own heart. And everything we're supposed to do is supposed to be that which Yahweh is pleased with. And for some reason, you won't find a drum in the culture and the word and the lines and precept upon precept and the testimonies of Yah not one time. You won't find a drum in here. But look what the Most High said in Habakkuk, the 3rd chapter. And I'm going to start at the 19th verse. No, this is very beautiful. Go to the 17th verse. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, because it's going to be a terrible day, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. But yet I will rejoice in Yahweh, and I will joy in the Elohim of my salvation. My salvation. Yahweh Elohim is my strength, not this vanity, not the riches and the money and the saving up this and saving up that. That's not my strength. You got men with billions of dollars can't save themselves with their billions. I don't care. It's not going to save you. And Yahweh tell you that in his book. And I'm going to show it to you before we end. Yahweh Elohim is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds feet. And he will make me to walk upon my high places. Even though all this is going on, ain't no meat, ain't no fruits, ain't no nothing. It's all been taken away. He says, he will make me to walk upon my high places. To the chief singer on my string instruments. String instruments is what he said. You see how powerful that is? Most High said, you take hold of my covenant in Isaiah 58. And I will ride you upon the high places of the earth. And when everybody's rambling and scrambling and confused and living in darkness, you're going to be in a whole nother place. You know why? Because you made me your shield. You made me your buckler. You made me your trust. Therefore, the word of Yah was everything to you. Look what the Most High himself says in Isaiah 38. This is even more powerful. This man said he going into the place to the chief playing his string instrument. He ain't going to be beating no drum going in there. Isaiah 38 verse 19. Isaiah 38, 19 says, the living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known your what? Your truth. This is what we're supposed to be teaching our kids. Teach them the truth. And if you leave out the truth of Yah, you done forsook your child. You done stripped him from salvation. But you can't teach him the truth if you don't know it. So this has to be our labor. He says, Yahweh was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my song to the string instruments all the days of our life in the house of Yahweh. This is what he said he's going to do in the house of Yah, with the string instruments, with the psalteries and the harps. And the only loud thing that you can get close to as far as some banging is a cymbal. High-pitched cymbals. Then you have the timbrels. The little cymbals around it, and you can make the bell sounds. But not one time you don't see our people beating drums. Maybe it's because we done learned the ways of heathens. And what are heathens? Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, will show you what a heathen is. A heathen is one that doesn't know the Most High Yahweh, that doesn't know his way. They don't know his truth. In this last scripture in Genesis, 32nd chapter, you'll read in Genesis 32, and for those that's listening via the phone, it's going to cut off. I was going to Genesis 32 and 7. Oh, it's going to stay on? Okay. Well, Genesis 32, start at verse 7. It says, then Yaakov was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, the flocks and herds, and the camels in two bands, and said, if Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. Yaakov said, O Elohim of my father, Abraham, Elohim of my father, Isaac, Yahweh, which said is unto me, return unto your country, to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I just have to say this to Yah. This is what he said in the 10 verses. This is what you want to pay attention to. I am not worthy of the least of all your mercies and all the truth which thou hast shown unto your servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I become two bands. I had to separate my family into two. That's how much I got now. My flocks in the two. But the part that really astounds me is how he said, I'm not worthy of the least of your mercies, and I'm not worthy of all this truth that thou hast shown unto me. Because when Yahweh is with you, that's what he's going to do. He's going to show you truth. And when does a day begin? You better know the truth. When does a day end? You better know the truth. When does a Sabbath day begin? You better know it. Because if you don't know when it begins and you don't know where it ends, how can you take hold of it? You can't take hold of something that you don't know. And Yahweh hates confusion. So you can't say, well, I'm safe because I'm keeping it from night all the way to that day. Well, you're not safe because you're telling people, obviously, something wrong. Because if he's saying this and you saying this and he's saying this, somebody's wrong. Somebody's wrong. And 9 times out of 10, everybody's wrong. But if we get into Yahweh's truth, we seek him with truth and sincerity, we're going to know the truth. But we have to make the truth our business. The Most High said, none calls. And I'm going to end in Isaiah 42. He said, none calls for justice, and none pleaded for the truth. And the reason why is because they think that the vanity they caught up in is what's going to deliver them. They think they setting themselves up real good. But you don't even know the covenants of Yah. You don't know the difference between the day and night. You don't know the months of Yah. You don't even know the years of Yah. We just a confused people. The Most High has a Sabbath day just as well as he has a Sabbath year. What year are we in? Well, to a lot of us, that don't even matter. Isaiah 42. I want to start, because we didn't, when we went here, we didn't read the whole gambit. Let's start at 21 again. It says, Yah is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He's going to magnify the law and make it honorable, because we don't realize this is Yah's righteousness we're talking about. This is the righteousness he's going to reveal. He's going to show the whole earth that, man, when you cast my law and my truth and my words, my ordinances, my statutes and judgment, when you cast that off and start putting your trust in this vanity, you did the worst thing you can ever do. He said he's well pleased for his righteous sake. He's going to magnify the law. And let me tell you the truth, people, because this is nothing but the truth. That's our mission at the House of Israel, 1907 Vine Street. To magnify Yahweh's laws and make it honorable. And this mission has been going in this city ever since Moriah Elisha Israel. He told us the mission and showed us that that's the mission that Yahweh has given us. And we're not going to stop until truth is brought unto judgment. He says, but this people is robbed, spoiled, and they are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses, and they are for a prey, and none deliver. There's nobody delivering the people. You know why? Because none of them are bringing salvation to the people. You know why? Because none of them are bringing the truth to the people. And you know why? Because none says, none called for justice, none pleaded for the truth. So therefore, they ain't delivering nobody. Matter of fact, they spoiling people. They destroying people because they giving visions of their own heart and mind. And then not only he said, none delivereth for spoil, and none says restore. Look for the people that's saying restore, people. Restore what? Restore the thing that Yahweh said he's trying to magnify. Look for the people that's saying restore. Restoration. Restore. Restore what? Then Yahweh trying to magnify the law. And here it is. I just have to tell you the truth. At 1907 Vine Street, we calling for justice. We calling, literally, brothers, telling them we have to get together. We pleading for the truth. We can't keep sitting here being comfortable because people are waking up every day. But all we hearing as soon as they wake up is, my goodness, I was happy I woke up, but my goodness, now I'm just back into confusion. And this is a disappointing feeling to have. This is one of the worst feelings to have, are people waking up. As leaders, we can't be comfortable in this state. We have to restore. And here it is, like I said, the House of Israel, 1907 Vine Street. We call in 3 times a year for the restoration of the sacred laws. Restore these laws. Come together, people. Leaders, let's get together. Let's plead together. Let's seek Yahweh together. Let's get rid of this confusion. I know you called me for a party last week and I couldn't make it, but I'm calling you this week for the truth and for righteousness. Hopefully you can make it. So I just wanted to show you that the word of Yah is everything. So the laws and testimonies, that's everything for us. Deuteronomy 32, verse 47. The law is not a vain thing for us because it's our life. These testimonies. And if you go to a brother and tell him, man, that ain't how we praise the Most High with them drums. That's just not the way of our people. That's not the way that Yahweh is pleased with. I don't know, but it might not mean a hill of beans. Because what I do know about Israel, we is Sodom and Gomorrah. We in gross darkness. And we done made the laws and the testimonies of Yahweh void. But as for me and my family, we're going to praise Yahweh amongst upon the string instruments. So that's the answer to your question. Drums or string instruments? It's going to be string instruments. Why? Because that's in the words of Yah. If a drum was there, I'd be banging on that too. But you won't find a drum not one time. So with that being said, I appreciate you for bearing with me. Forgive me for any offense that you might be offended. It's not my intent. I love you. Yahweh love you. Shalom, shalom.
I'm staying down and patient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. It's an